Welcome back to the Royal Albert Hall from me, Martin Handley. The second half of tonight's BBC Prom, live here on Radio 3, the home of the proms. Coming back onto the stage tonight, right now, is the London Symphony Orchestra, whose principal conductor, Valery Gergiev, will guide them and us round Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition as brilliantly orchestrated by Ravel. But first, we've the UK premiere of a piece written by Sofia Gubaidulina for the 2002 Gergiev Festival in Rotterdam, and based on the work she says is the centrepiece of all she's done, the Passion and Resurrection of Jesus Christ, according to St. John.
Sofia Gubaidulina is one of the leading figures of our time in the musical world. A great composer, a great personality. I was honored to work with her for the last 25 years, quite many times. And I rarely talk about composers this way, but I think she is able, in being now most of her time in Germany, somewhere in a small, quiet village, just writing music, focusing on her own ideas and being in her own world. That's why her compositions are so mysterious and so, I would say, full of curious, enigmatic images.
Valery Gergiev, and the piece he conducts this evening is called The Rider on the White Horse, referring to the first of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, as mentioned in the book of Revelation. And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. The fearsome image of the rider on the white horse emerging from some kind of whirlwind is the music from the oratorio which opens the orchestral piece, and which Gubaidulina suggests is to do with God's descent to earth. That section is ended by a volley of sound from three drummers and is followed by an orchestral interlude from the oratorio, begun by cellos and basses and ended by the organ. And the final jubilant section then represents the transfiguration and ascension of Christ. Gubaidulina was born in 1931, and as Valery Gergiev was saying, she now lives in a village in Germany, most of the time anyway. Her music was deemed irresponsible during her studies in Soviet Russia in the 60s. Because it explored alternative tunings, but she was supported by Shostakovich, just the Shostakovich we heard earlier, supported Glazunov. And in evaluating her final examination, he encouraged her to continue down her, inverted commas, mistaken path. So the LSO is packed onto the Albert Hall platform. They make it seem quite small, and we just wait for their principal conductor, and here he comes, Valery Gergiev, returning to the platform to conduct the LSO in the UK premiere of Sofia Gubaidulina's The Rider on the White Horse. The jubilant close of Sofia Gubaidulina as the rider on the white horse, representing the transfiguration and ascension of Christ, during which Gubaidulina says everything is devoured by fire and light. The UK premiere of the works just been given here in the Royal Albert Hall and live on Radio 3 by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Valery Gergiev. He's worked with Gubaidulina for a quarter of a century now. And Valery Gergiev back on the platform brings the percussion department to its feet. Three bass drums, including the largest I've ever seen. And now the percussion department. We have to mention the organist, Oleg Kinyeev, enjoying himself, getting some extraordinary sounds out of the Albert Hall instrument. The final work on tonight's programme is Ravel's orchestration of Mussorgsky's monument to his recently dead friend, the artist and architect Victor Hartmann, Pictures at an Exhibition. Mussorgsky made his selection of pictures and objects from the St. Petersburg retrospective of Hartmann's work. He soon had the idea of his impressions of various of the exhibits being separated from one another by a repeated promenade section to symbolise his walk from one to the next, sometimes stopping, sometimes passing straight on. And after the first promenade, Mussorgsky stops in front of a sketch of a little gnome running clumsily on crooked legs. Then it's a picture of a medieval castle with a troubadour singing outside. Tuileries shows an avenue in the Parisian gardens with a swarm of children and their nurses. There's a Polish ox cart. Designs for a ballet of the unhatched chicks. Eggs, I suppose. A portrait of two Jews, one rich, one poor. There are French women quarrelling in a market. The picture called Catacombs is an atmospheric watercolour of Hartmann himself with a friend in the Parisian catacombs. Then we get to a furious portrayal of the Russian witch Baba Yaga flying through the air before we arrive finally at the Great Gate of Kiev. Never built, but an impressive oral vision of what was to have been a monument glorifying the Russian people. A brilliant canvas or string of canvases, even in Mussorgsky's, if you like, black and white piano version, from which Ravel made his dazzling colouring in 1922. I asked Valery Gergiev whether he would, the Mussorgsky would have liked Ravel's orchestration. He thought probably not a lot, but he would have been surprised that anybody bothered, because the piece wasn't performed in public in Mussorgsky's lifetime. A few rearrangements have been made. Harpsichord has been moved a little further back so that the celesta player can actually get to sit down. It's the orchestra's first day, first concert back on duty after a two-week holiday. They certainly seem fresh and raring to go. Real buzz about the auditorium, as you can probably hear. And back comes Valery Gergiev, joining the LSO on stage here in the Royal Albert Hall to conduct Ravel's orchestration of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, orchestrated by Ravel, ending with those fanciful designs for a very grand Great Gate of Kiev, performed here in the Royal Albert Hall to end this BBC Prom, live, of course, on Radio 3, by the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Carmine Lauri and conducted by Valery Gergiev. Telling me he thinks of Mussorgsky as a real one-off who came out of nowhere, no real connection with previous generations of Russian composers. Focused, said Mussorgsky, on creating an independent Russian product free from German profundity and routine, grown on our country's soil and nurtured on Russian bread. Back comes Valery Gergiev, brings the LSO to its feet. They must be happy to stand again on a concert platform. They've spent 5.5 weeks before their holiday in Aix-en-Provence playing opera, Rigoletto with Gianandrea Noseda and Don Giovanni with Mark Minkowski. Valery Gergiev is looking forward to his holiday. He opened the Edinburgh Festival. He was proudly wearing his Edinburgh Festival t-shirt at rehearsal this morning. Next season he'll be back, well, later this season you might say, with the LSO in Berlioz and Scriabin. Philip Dodd playing all those wonderful trumpet solos and the entire trumpet section and brass trombone section. Dudley Bright played that euphonium solo in the oxcart movement. And the saxophone player, Simon Harran, the troubadour. Well, tomorrow at 7 in the first prom of the evening, you can hear another stunning young pianist making his BBC Proms debut when Leeds Piano Competition winner Sunmuk Kim plays Beethoven's drama-filled third concerto with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and its principal conductor, Kirill Karabits. Also on their programme, Janáček's Blazing Sinfonietta, and the Proms' Tchaikovsky Symphony Cycle continues with his third symphony, the Polish. Karabits, Tchaikovsky, always worth hearing, so make a date for tomorrow evening here on Radio 3, home of the BBC Proms, where every note of the season is live. But for now, from a Russian-infused and joyous Albert Hall, I'll hand you on to Ian Skelly at Broadcasting House to guide you through the rest of your Radio 3 evening. Ian.
Martin, thank you very much indeed. Sounds a very full stage indeed at the Royal Albert Hall tonight, and indeed a full audience. Well, you can hear that concert again, if you missed it, here on Radio 3 on Friday afternoon this week when it forms our Proms repeat during afternoon on 3. That's at 2 o'clock on Friday. Tomorrow, by the way, a chance to hear the prom that formed our Saturday matinee at the weekend. The trumpeter Alison Balsam joined forces with the Camerata Ireland and the pianist Barry Douglas at Cadogan Hall in London to play music by Britten, Shostakovich, Lennox Barclay, and a world premiere of a piece composed back in 1951, Prio Rainier's Movement for Strings. You can hear what it sounds like if you missed that live broadcast at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Afternoon on 3 with Jonathan Swain. That's here on the home of the BBC Proms, BBC Radio 3. Well, it's just coming up to 5 to 10 now. Very good evening to you from me, Ian Skelly, here to guide you through the rest of our programmes, as Martin said this evening. And we haven't finished with live music tonight. In just over an hour from now, we're going to head to Edinburgh to join the Lake Junction team, who've been very busy gathering plenty of eclectic performances at the Edinburgh festivals today and this week, the international one and the Fringe. You can hear what they've managed to collect when we join Max Reinhardt at 11 tonight, live from Edinburgh. Before then, we have a session from the BBC Proms by Lauren Kinsella. It's the next of our Proms Plus late events at the Royal Albert Hall. Jazz vocals and jazz compositions by this year's winner of the Kenny Wheeler Jazz Prize. You can hear that at 10 past 10 this evening. And then an essay by the artist Maggie Hamlin. It's the first of a series considering the business of portraits, and she'll be taking a look at a self-portrait that she created back in 1978, when her life was, as she says, in something of a muddle. She was spiritually involved with one man and having an affair with another. But what do the teapot, the penguin, the pufferfish and the big tabby cat in the picture all symbolise? Well, you can find out in our essay tonight. Here's Looking at Me. It begins at 11:15. Well, let's continue with the music now, and with a nod to our visit to tomorrow's music at Edinburgh's International Festival. We're live there every morning this week on Radio 3 from 11 o'clock. And tomorrow at the Queen's Hall, you can hear the Australian-born clarinetist Nicola Baud tracing the musical development of the clarinet with the help of several period instrument performers and singers. Donald MacLeod introduces the concert, and it includes music by Brahms, Schubert, and by a great fan of the clarinet, Mozart. Tomorrow you can hear his trio in E-flat, the Kegelstadt Trio. Well, here he is now, not so much with clarinet in mind, but in the mood for dancing. He was very much in that mood in 1787 when he was appointed the successor to Gluck as court composer for dance music in Vienna, and this is a short selection of just some of the music he produced in that role. It's played on this recording by the Cleveland Baroque Orchestra, conducted by Jeanette Sorrell. Thank you. Music of Mozart, a selection of dances from his days as court composer for dance music. I imagine he was dancing to them himself. Jeanette Sorrell conducted the Cleveland Baroque Orchestra in that recording. And as I say, you can hear more Mozart live from the Edinburgh Festival tomorrow morning from 11 o'clock, when the focus will be on the clarinet. Well, the focus in part tomorrow evening at the Proms will be Janáček. His Sinfonietta opens the Prom, given by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kirill Karabits. So here's a little Janáček now, one of the movements from his tome poem Taras Bulba, composed in the early years of the 20th century. This is The Death of Ostap. Tomáš Netopil conducts the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra. part of a tome poem depicting the sort of man who killed his son for betraying his nation. Taras Bulba, The Death of Ostap by Janáček. Tomáš Netopil conducted the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra. And you can hear the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra under Kirill Karabits tackling Janáček's Sinfonietta tomorrow night at the Proms. Also on the bill tomorrow evening, you can hear Beethoven's Piano Concerto and Tchaikovsky's Third Symphony, the Polish. I should be at the Royal College of Music earlier in the evening introducing a Proms Plus event discussing the background to Tchaikovsky's Third Symphony, so why not come along to that if you're going to the prom? It starts at 5 tomorrow afternoon. Our first prom with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra is at 7, and then we have a late prom, the Tallis Scholars, marking their 40th anniversary, with a programme of music by two of the great Renaissance masters, Carlo Gesualdo and John Taverner. Peter Phillips conducts. We're live at the Royal Albert Hall for that at 10:15 tomorrow night.
Berlioz, Mendelssohn, Bach and Beethoven with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and one of this year's featured Proms artists, the pianist Stephen Huff. Liszt astounded Mendelssohn by sight-reading his first piano concerto in a piano showroom in Paris in 1831. How will Stephen Huff fare with hopefully a little more preparation time? I'm Martin Handley. Join me at the BBC Proms on Monday night at 7 o'clock.